I was on mute, sorry. Yeah, that was the that was the throwdown of our bathroom competition between Colin, Frank, and myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm still got the same bathroom, and it's great.
Yeah.
I think there was a slight... I think Colin hadn't dumped his folding tank when we had the competition, if I recall.
I had a what?
You hadn't dumped your holding tank, so... So that if I remember, that's why you lost, was the holding tank issue.
Well, I mean, it's yeah.
Tim, you were there, weren't you?
I guess I came on the show after that one for some reason. I guess this was the update before we picked. This one was like the final update of what you guys had done.
Okay.
So
I thought you were there for the
That was me at the CBR, right? Cherry Blossom Round.
Yeah.
Yes.
This one was the show before that, where we talked about, stuff you wanted to hear, insulating the floor, setting up a vintage trailer at a campground. I'm just going through the show notes here. Storm windows. 67 was the first year for VistaView windows, I guess.
That was a show of smack about Showdown. Yeah.
Yeah, we had Colin on, of course, and Rob and Frank and Steve. Yeah, it's Steve on. And it must have been your birthday, because for some reason we said happy birthday to Colin. The one after that was episode 34, It's a Troubadour Christmas.
Mm.
I think that's one where I interviewed just me and Ansie McLean, Trader Park Troubadours.
Uh-huh.
Yep. We had him on. That was the Christmas show for 2006, and he had his Christmas album. And I interviewed him, and we played some of his Christmas songs.
Yeah, I saw him at Luma Flamingo this winter.
Cool, yeah.
He's going to be back at Luma Palooza next year, I believe.
Yeah, he goes all over. I mean, he even comes out here. I've seen him here locally.
He's actually played in Europe, too.
Yeah, wow. Next up was episode 17, Weekend Warriors. That was another one with just me and a couple of guests. We had Uwe on. He had his 63 Overlander, and we talked about his recovery mission and getting it going. And then we had Carlos. He's a artist and a contractor, and he restored his trailer with an artistic styling and used it to display his pictures at different shows and stuff. That was a highly downloaded episode. That was a good one, actually. Episode 14, Meet David Widnick. I had David Widnick on, and we talked about his restorations, and I think we talk about his book. I'm not sure if he had his book.
I don't think he had his book at that point.
He had his book then, no.
That might have been when he was doing the Airstream with the porthole window.
75th anniversary.
Limited edition 75th anniversary. Yeah. 19-foot trailer. Yep. So that was fun. That was a good... we used to interview lots of people. We actually have lots of meet people episodes. And then probably our favorite episode. This is no doubt the most downloaded episode. Episode 8, Talk of the Town. Remember who we interviewed in that one?
Oh, yeah.
That's the one where we actually interviewed Wally.
Yep. It was one of our Christmas shows. Wasn't it our first one?
Yeah.
Was that like Christmas number one?
That was, Christmas. It aired on, December 22nd, 2005. I think I can play a little clip of that one. Let's see if this will work here. Let me pull it up so you guys can hear it, too. Because that one's a fun one, because we got an old audio recording of Wally, and I had the idea at the last minute. I said, let's edit this and make it sound like we're interviewing him. So we did it just on the fly. I said, Colin, say this, and then he said it, and I recorded it. Rob, say this, and he said it, and I recorded it, and then I spent the next couple of weeks trying to put it together. And make it sound.
And it sounded really professional.
Yeah, it sounded really good. And then at the end of the show, we actually did play the complete Talk of the Town, which was a 1950s radio.